You're all very welcome to this great Reflections in Consciousness. And Gil Rose has got a lot up her sleeve today.
I couldn't find any of my notes, so I told him I'm winging it.
But it is the best kind because it's coming straight out of your creativity then.
Okay, so this is what I have planned today, everybody. Okay, so as you know, with Positive Start, we got into this discussion about aging. I wasn't happy with how it ended because I thought, well, what about aging anyway? So I sat down afterwards and I started journaling about aging. I have no idea what I did with my notes, so I'm just kind of going to go for memory. Because as it turned out, Source came in and basically said that the minute you're born on this planet, your brain is programmed to be thinking linearly, okay? Like we're already programmed to go from past to present to future.
Yep.
And that's our perception, okay? But he was really making the point that we don't really know what it's like to be in a true moment. Okay, that because our perception is so linear, we don't live in a true moment, okay? And because of that, we age. Like aging really has to do with time. Time has to do with linear thinking. And we bring our past into our future all the time, causing our own aging by being in this perception of linear time. So I asked him, you know, what can we do about that? And basically he said, you have to practice being in a true moment. Okay, so I've been playing with that since he told me that. And I want to take us into that today. But anyway, I found out it's a lot more difficult than you think. Okay, and the reason is because when you're sitting quiet and you're just closing your eyes and seeing what it's like to be in a true moment, you find that your mind is already thinking things, okay? It's like spontaneously, it just starts thinking things. So we're never really silent enough to just listen to a moment. But I kept practicing it, and I got myself to the point where I could catch it. In other words, I'd close my eyes and just try to be in the moment, like not thinking about anything, just listening and being silent. And it was quite interesting because all of a sudden I could hear birds chirping that I wouldn't have noticed before. I could hear cars going by. I could hear people talking down the street. And ironically, I started to have all this energy afterwards. I mean, I just was like, well, why do I have all this energy? So there is something about it that reverses time. If you can be in the true moment and be silent with yourself and listen. Okay, but I did find the more I did it, the more it was very subtle. All of a sudden, I noticed I was thinking again. Okay, so thinking really is, I think, the problem. Okay, is that we're too busy always thinking. And our brains seem to be automatically thinking. And I didn't get to the point where I could say, no, I did pose the question to Ahana, but we didn't have an answer. It was like, what is it that makes us think? You know, the spontaneous thinking all the time, you know? And when you try to be in the true moment, you'll just be aware of how thoughts come from all sorts of places that you find yourself thinking. So I thought we could practice being in the moment today. Now, I did have a meditation that I did years ago, but it was when I was doing the series of taking people down into the cave. And I didn't want to play that because we're not really accustomed to going down into the cave and visiting the Standing Stone in Ireland. So I figured I wouldn't do that. So I thought we could just close our eyes and practice being silent for a while and see if we can do it. Okay, so what we're going to do then is we're just going to sit quietly and we're going to close our eyes and we're just going to practice being present in the moment where we are, without trying to go to the past, without trying to go to the future, without trying to do anything to the present moment, just be in it, okay? And we'll try that for maybe 10 minutes. Can you time us, Ahana? He doesn't have the phone, okay. Well, it doesn't matter.
I'll do it.
Okay, so just be quiet with yourself. Just close your eyes and kind of be in a silent listening place. And see if you can just be present in the moment. Okay, so begin.
Very slowly, gently, let's bring our attention back into the room now.
Everybody back. So tell me how you experienced that. Go ahead, Margaret, you start.
That was really interesting. Your mind starts to drift a little bit and you pull it back in. And what I found, it was like I'd changed the channel and I was drifting off into these other stories and experiencing them. Like going off almost into, you know, well, other whatever, whether little dreams or whether it's another existence or whatever it was. It's like you can't turn the observer off. And I think that's kind of part of, it feels like it's part of being human. You're here to observe and learn and work out how everything's work. And it's really hard to turn that off. And unless you fall asleep, which is what I'm really good at, falling asleep.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point about turning off the observer.
Go ahead, Kim, how about you?
First of all, it reminded me when my sister and I are kayaking, we do this on the water. We look at each other and say, close your eyes for a minute and see what you can hear without thinking. So I was, close my eyes. And I immediately heard the birds. The wind is blowing really strong. I heard the wind. I heard a plane go by twice. And I heard my sister ring her chime. It's not Tingsha bells, but it's this from Iceland, this handmade ting. And she did that twice. Then I got this clear, intuitive that said to me, your sister hears you laughing and she'd like to be involved. And then I tried to go back to no thinking, and that was kind of tugging me, that thought. And then I went to just breathe, just follow my breath in and out. But then little things kept coming in, and then I felt very grateful that you all are positive.
No, it's perfectly okay to hear sounds because you're being in the moment. You're being in the present. Things are going by in the present, or birds are singing, or your sister's ringing a chime. That's all happening in the moment. You don't have to block any of that out.
So if we hear things, it's okay because that's the moment, right?
That's the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Marie, how'd you do?
This was a wonderful experience because right away when we started, I went back to my old transcendental meditation training, and I went back to my old mantra from the 80s, and I have not done that in years, and I wish I'm going to start doing it again, because immediately when I got started and I was saying my mantra, a thought like about a cat or whatever would come in, but I just let it pass on through and went back to my mantra. And you guys, it was like my body remembered the wonderful, there's no words to describe it when you're at that place where you have no thoughts. Yeah. And it was like a cellular memory. And oh my God, my body was like, let's do this again without any of the cats or whatever, you know. But it was just wonderful. And it makes sense what you said, Angel, about how we're programmed to think in a linear fashion as far as time goes. And I can see how that could be in making us age. So the whole thing makes sense.
It doesn't just make you age, it makes you die.
Yeah. Okay?
Because, you know, from the minute you're born and you're on a linear trek, the whole thing is a march toward death after that, you know?
Right, right.
So when you do the moment thing, you're stopping that process.
Well, I'm definitely going to try to carve out time here away from the animals and do the TM again. Because that feeling, oh my God, it's almost like better than sex when you're it is. Well, it's different. Well, it's a different type of feeling. Let's put it that way. But it's when there are absolutely no thoughts. It's so peaceful. There aren't any words to describe it. And yeah. I got close to that this time, but it was only 10 minutes and with all the cats, but I want to do it again, you know? And I was for a while there, I was doing it 20 minutes in the morning before coffee, and then 20 minutes in the evening before you eat supper. That was what we used to do. So anyway, yeah. I didn't see that comment. What did you say?
What did you say?
That's Margaret. She's stirring the pot again. Yeah, yeah.
I know.
The look on his face when you said it was better than sex. Total dubiety.
Well,
yeah, right.
Well, you know, in some ways, Marie, you are absolutely right. It's like in that moment, and if I could just take a moment just to explain about Marie's understanding of TM, because like that, I've been practicing TM for 30 years too. And the whole idea of the mantra, all it is, it's a meaningless word. And that in itself says it all. It's a meaningless word because everything else we attach meaning to, and that sparks the thought going off somewhere, no matter what it is, an airplane going over, a cat, whatever. If you have a meaningless thought, which is a mantra, then it allows the mind to sink into that space of nothingness. And that really is the key to the whole thing. And that's also why
I need to interject here.
No, I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
You're going to say that you asked to speak to Raphael.
No.
No?
Get out of here.
Okay.
I was going to say that even a mantra is a thought.
It is. But what happens...
And that's not what we're trying to do.
I know, but you see, this is where it needs further explanation. Because sure, you have the thought that you're going to recite the mantra, but because it's meaningless, it fades away into nothingness because it means nothing. So it's a very subtle thing that happens. And in that way, you come to that place of all creation, actually, of nothingness. But anyway, that's not what I wanted to say. What I wanted to say more importantly about all of that was, Angel Rose asked a question about what is a thought. And I've been pondering that all week. It came out of our session. I think it came out of the Positive Start session when we were talking about aging. She asked, what is a thought? And I don't know if there's anybody can explain what a thought is. And it's not that I have the explanation now either, but I have an understanding now that I didn't have before. And believe it or not, it came out of our interview with Penny Kelly, because Penny said that in the course of her Kundalini experience and in the course of various other experiences with ETs and all that kind of thing, she said that she arrived at a place where all there was a little movement of energy. There was nothing, and then there was a movement of energy. And I think that's what a thought is. A thought is the first movement of energy. And then we take that energy and we make it into matter, material stuff. We turn it into our lives. But when you sink down to that place where there's no thought, you're actually going to that source of energy. You're going to the origin, which is a very interesting understanding that I just have got now about it. That's all I wanted to say about that. Yeah, let's go to Terry.
When I closed my eyes, I heard the birds. So then I set my intention on what I wanted to do. I asked my guides for help on what I wanted to do. So everything was black and I'm just in the moment, not thinking of anything. And after a while, there was a column of white light coming from below me, rising up slowly. And that's what happened to me.
Wow.
Great.
Nice. So let me give my experience while we're waiting on her to come back in. My experience was, well, I did what Marie was suggesting. I also went to the mantra because I know from years of experience that's the way to be able to not hear the dogs and cats and planes and all the rest of it. But what did come was I had this thought about the observer, just like Margaret was saying. And I'm saying to myself, I'm observing myself, trying not to observe myself, right? So I was in this kind of a conundrum and I was aware of it. So what I decided to do was, I thought, fire the boss, right? And I realized that I was the boss, so I thought, fire yourself, okay? So I'm there in this stupid little rigmarole of a thought, saying, you're fired, right? And once I said that, I was in this place where there was nobody thinking. It was just like, whew. It was the weirdest sensation. Like there was no boss, no observer. There was nobody controlling anything. It was just nothing. And it didn't last long. That was the thing. It might only have been a moment, but that was the moment that I was looking for. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And then, of course, the thought starts kicking in. But I was aware also, like I said about the explanation, I was aware that, oh, now energy is moving. So it was a wonderful experience.
Okay. Well, I just want to comment some more about the moment. Okay. So in the moment, you guys, you don't have to get rid of any thoughts or any sounds. If you're hearing birds, if you're hearing cats playing around, it doesn't matter. That's the moment. That's what's happening in the moment. Okay. So we're not trying to take ourselves out of the moment. We're in the moment, which is really keen listening. Okay, so we're just being quiet and we're listening to whatever's going on in the moment. Okay, the only thing about time and thought is that whenever a thought comes in the picture, you're not in the moment anymore. You're back in a linear progression of past, present, and future. So it is kind of important to observe yourself when thoughts start coming in there. But bring yourself just back to the silence of the moment. Okay, in other words, once you start thinking, you just go, okay, but I'm in now. I'm in the moment of now. And what happens in that is that you still start to get very peaceful, very alert in terms of listening. So you're not trying to take yourself somewhere else. You're just trying to take yourself. You're just letting yourself be here with everything that's going on. Like I was listening to the sound of my body making noise. There were crows outside. There was other things going on. But in that process of listening intently and not wanting to be anywhere else, not being in a past thought, not being in a future thought, not being in any thought, okay, you just allow yourself to be. And in that being is your connection to the universe. Okay, that is the connection to the universe. Basically, it's pure listening. It's pure presence. You're just listening to the moment. It can be somebody's opened their garage door, cars going by, you know, somebody else is making noise, cats right. are playing. You don't have to go somewhere quiet. It's not the point to be present in the moment. And the only thing that gets in the way of that is when we start thinking. And I remember a long time ago, I used to love to read Krishnamurti. So after he died, I basically tried to tune into Krishnamurti to see what he had to say. He only said one sentence. He goes, there's so much more beyond thought. And I remembered that I couldn't get that. In my head, I just couldn't understand what he meant. But now I understand what he means, because when you take thought out of the picture, okay, you're hooking up directly to, you're in the present moment, but you're also in the present moment of creation where anything can happen. Like I said, the after effects of doing this through the week is that all of a sudden I had a whole lot more energy. And I felt well, and I wasn't saying, now, what did I do to make myself feel better? Because I didn't do anything to make myself feel better. I just put myself in the moment.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. You are raising a good point, Frances. And when you talked earlier on about putting earbuds and stuff, you know, or headphones or something to block out, there's no need for that at all. And indeed, Marie will know also in the practice of TM, you don't do that either, because you learn very quickly that out there and you're very much focusing in here.
The important thing, though, is according to, remember we were talking about aging, what makes us age? Well, what makes us age is that we're in this linear thinking process. This exercise more and more often, you really start to notice how a tiny little thought will just kind of creep in. And that's what I said to Ahana, where does thought come from? Because it wasn't like I was generating the process of thinking. All of a sudden, this thought came in my mind. And I had to say, but I'm in the present moment. But not a moment of silence, but a moment of no thought. Okay, so because there's a distinction there, because you don't want to censor out the moment.
Right.
Okay, you want to just be in the moment. And it starts to tell you things, because all of a sudden, after two, I start having all these spontaneous intuitive ideas about doing this or doing that, where I don't know where they came from. Kim was saying how she got this intuitive thought about her sister. All of a sudden, I started receiving all kinds of interesting thoughts about things to do, but they were just kind of a spontaneous thing that just showed up, not while I was in the moment, but afterwards. Very interesting how you can just observe all this life going on around you when you're in the moment. Well, thank you, everybody, for experimenting with me.
Well, that certainly was
interesting. So practice. See if you want to practice this more often, you guys, just to see. Because there's sometimes where, you know, if I'm in bed and I roll over and I'm laying on a hano, I say to myself, that's a good opportunity to be in the moment. You know, so I just.
That's not what she says.
I close my eyes and I just say, I'm in the moment. Okay. I'm saying that's not what he's thinking. He said, come over on top of me.
Well, that's being in the moment too.
Well, that was wonderful, Angel. Thank you so much. That was nice being in the now moment.
See what happens after the fact as well, because like Source was saying, you're actually stopping the aging process when you do this, because you're not in linear time. Okay. So that's a very interesting observation.
Good one. Okay.
Okay, well, guys, upward and onward. And our podcast should be out now on YouTube. Anybody who wants to hear our interview with Penny.
Yeah.
It was quite good, actually.
Yeah. And we'll see you on Tuesday for Positive Start.
Yes, we will.
All right. Take care. Okay. Thank you so much. We love you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Thank you. It was lovely.
Love you.
All right.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Everybody.